Medicare. SSA publication number 05-10043, June 2011. The contents of this audio publication are Contacting Social Security, Medicare. What is Medicare? Who can get Medicare? Help for some low-income people. Signing up for Medicare. Options for receiving health services. If you have other health insurance. Contacting Social Security. Our website is a valuable resource for information about all of Social Security's programs. There are a number of things you can do online. In addition to using our website, you can call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213. We treat all calls confidentially. We can answer specific questions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. We can provide information by automated phone service 24 hours a day. You can use our automated response system to tell us a new address or request a replacement Medicare card. If you are deaf or hard of hearing, you may call our TTY number 1-800-325-0778. We also want to make sure you receive accurate and courteous service. That is why we have a second Social Security representative monitor some telephone calls. Medicare. This booklet provides basic information about what Medicare is, who is covered, and some of the options you have for choosing Medicare coverage. Website, www.medicare.gov. Toll-free number, 1-800-633-4227. TTY number 1-877-486-2048. What is Medicare? Medicare is our country's health insurance program for people age 65 or older. Certain people younger than age 65 can qualify for Medicare too, including those who have disabilities and those who have permanent kidney failure or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease. The program helps with the cost of health care, but it does not cover all medical expenses or the cost of most long-term care. Medicare is financed by a portion of the payroll taxes paid by workers and their employers. It also is financed in part by monthly premiums deducted from Social Security checks. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is the agency in charge of the Medicare program, but you apply for Medicare at Social Security, and we can give you general information about the Medicare program. Medicare has four parts. Hospital Insurance Part A, that helps pay for inpatient care in a hospital or skilled nursing facility following a hospital stay, some home health care, and hospice care. Medical Insurance Part B, that helps pay for doctor's services and many other medical services and supplies that are not covered by hospital insurance. Medicare Advantage Part C, formerly known as Medicare Plus Choice Plans, are available in many areas. People with Medicare Parts A and B can choose to receive all of their health care services through one of these provider organizations under Part C. Prescription Drug Coverage Part D, that helps pay for medications doctors prescribe for treatment. You can get more detailed information about what Medicare covers from Medicare and You, publication number CMS-10050. To get a copy, call the Medicare toll-free number 1-800-633-4227 or go to www.medicare.gov. If you are deaf or hard of hearing, you may call TTY number 1-877-486-2048. A word about Medicaid. You may think that Medicaid and Medicare are the same. Actually, they are two different programs. Medicaid is a state-run program that provides hospital and medical coverage for people with low income and little or no resources. Each state has its own rules about who is eligible and what is covered under Medicaid. Some people qualify for both Medicare and Medicaid. For more information about the Medicaid program, contact your local medical assistance agency, social services, or welfare office. Who can get Medicare? Hospital insurance Part A. Most people age 65 or older who are citizens or permanent residents of the United States are eligible for free Medicare hospital insurance Part A. You are eligible at age 65 if you receive or are eligible to receive Social Security benefits, or you receive or are eligible to receive railroad retirement benefits, or you or your spouse, living or deceased, including divorced spouses, worked long enough in a government job where Medicare taxes were paid, or you are the dependent parent of someone who worked long enough in a government job where Medicare taxes were paid. If you do not meet these requirements, you may be able to get Medicare hospital insurance by paying a monthly premium. Usually, you can sign up for this hospital insurance only during designated enrollment periods. Note, even though the full retirement age is no longer 65, you should sign up for Medicare 3 months before your 65th birthday. Before age 65, you are eligible for free Medicare hospital insurance if you have been entitled to Social Security disability benefits for 24 months, or you receive a disability pension from the Railroad Retirement Board and meet certain conditions, or you have Lou Gehrig's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or you worked long enough in a government job where Medicare taxes were paid and you meet the requirements of the Social Security Disability Program, or you are the child or widow or widower age 50 or older, including a divorced widow or widower of someone who has worked long enough in a government job where Medicare taxes were paid and you meet the requirements of the Social Security Disability Program. You have permanent kidney failure and you receive maintenance dialysis or a kidney transplant, and you are eligible for or receive monthly benefits under Social Security or the Railroad Retirement System, or you have worked long enough in a Medicare-covered government job, or you are the child or spouse, including a divorced spouse, of a worker living or deceased who has worked long enough under Social Security or in a Medicare-covered government job. Medical Insurance Part B. Anyone who is eligible for free Medicare hospital insurance Part A can enroll in Medicare Medical Insurance Part B by paying a monthly premium. Some beneficiaries with higher incomes will pay a higher monthly Part B premium. For more information, ask for Medicare Part B Premiums, New Rules for Beneficiaries with Higher Incomes, publication number 05-10161, or visit www.socialsecurity.gov/MEDIINFO.htm. If you are not eligible for free hospital insurance, you can buy medical insurance without having to buy hospital insurance if you are age 65 or older and you are a U.S. citizen or a lawfully admitted non-citizen who has lived in the U.S. for at least 5 years. Medicare Advantage Plans Part C. If you have Medicare Parts A and B, you can join a Medicare Advantage plan. With one of these plans, you do not need a Medigap policy because Medicare Advantage plans generally cover many of the same benefits that a Medigap policy would cover, such as extra days in the hospital after you have used the number of days that Medicare covers. Medicare Advantage plans include Medicare Managed Care Plans, Medicare Preferred Provider Organization, PPO plans, Medicare Private Fee fee-for-service plans and Medicare specialty plans. If you decide to join a Medicare Advantage plan, you use the health card that you get from your Medicare Advantage plan provider for your health care. Also, you might have to pay a monthly premium for your Medicare Advantage plan because of the extra benefits it offers. People who become newly entitled to Medicare should enroll during their initial enrollment period, as explained under Signing Up for Medicare, or during the annual coordinated election period from October 15th to December 7th each year. The effective date for the enrollment is January 1st of the upcoming year. There also will be special enrollment periods for some situations. Medicare Prescription Drug Plans Part D. Anyone who has Medicare Hospital Insurance Part A, Medical Insurance Part B, or a Medicare Advantage Plan Part C is eligible for Prescription Drug Coverage Part D. Joining a Medicare Prescription Drug Plan is voluntary, and you pay an additional monthly premium for the coverage. Some beneficiaries with higher incomes will pay a higher monthly Part D premium. For more information, ask for Medicare Premiums, Rules for Higher Income Beneficiaries, publication number 05-10536, or visit www.socialsecurity.gov/MEDIINFO.htm. You can wait to enroll in a Medicare Part D plan if you have other credible prescription drug coverage, but if you don't have prescription coverage that is, on average, at least as good as Medicare prescription drug coverage, you will pay a penalty if you wait to join later. You will have to pay this penalty for as long as you have Medicare prescription drug coverage. People who become newly entitled to Medicare should enroll during their initial enrollment period, as explained under Signing Up for Medicare. After the initial enrollment periods, the annual coordinated election period to enroll or make provider changes will be October 15th to December 7th each year. The effective date for the enrollment is January 1st of the upcoming year. There also will be special enrollment periods for some situations. Help for some low-income people. If you cannot afford to pay your Medicare premiums and other medical costs, you may be able to get help from your state. States offer programs for people who are entitled to Medicare and have low income. The programs may pay some or all Medicare premiums and also may be Medicare deductibles and coinsurance. To qualify, you must be eligible for Part A hospital insurance and have limited income and resources. You can go online to get more information about these programs from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services CMS website. Visit www.medicare.gov and request Get Help with Your Medicare Costs, publication number CMS-10126. Only your state can decide if you qualify for help under these programs. To find out, contact your state or local medical assistance, Medicaid agency, social services, or welfare office. You also may be able to get extra help paying for the annual deductibles, monthly premiums, and prescription copayments related to the Medicare Prescription Drug Program Part D. You may qualify for extra help if you have limited income tied to the federal poverty level and limited resources. These income and resource limits usually change each year, and you can contact us for the current numbers. You automatically qualify and do not need to apply for extra help if you have Medicare and meet one of the following conditions: have Medicaid with prescription drug coverage, have Supplemental Security Income SSI, or participate in a state program that pays your Medicare premiums. For more information about getting help with your prescription drug costs, call Social Security's toll-free number or visit our website. You also can apply online at Social Security's website. signing up for Medicare. When should I apply? If you are already getting Social Security retirement or disability benefits or railroad retirement checks, you will be contacted a few months before you become eligible for Medicare and given the information you need. You will be enrolled in Medicare Parts A and B automatically. However, because you must pay a premium for Part B coverage, you have the option of turning it down. Note, residents of Puerto Rico or foreign countries will not receive Part B automatically. They must elect this benefit. If you are not already getting retirement benefits, you should contact us about 3 months before your 65th birthday to sign up for Medicare. You can sign up for Medicare even if you do not plan to retire at age 65. Once you are enrolled in Medicare, you will receive a red, white, and blue Medicare card showing whether you have Part A, Part B, or both. Keep your card in a safe place so you will have it when you need it. If your card is ever lost or stolen, you can apply for a replacement card on the internet at www.socialsecurity.gov or call Social Security's toll-free number. You will also receive a Medicare and You publication number CMS-10050 handbook hat describes your Medicare benefits and Medicare plan choices. Special enrollment situations. You also should contact Social Security about applying for Medicare if you are a disabled widow or widower between age 50 and age 65, but have not applied for disability benefits because you are already getting another kind of Social Security benefit. You are a government employee and became disabled before age 65. You, your spouse, or your dependent child has permanent kidney failure. You had Medicare medical insurance in the past, but dropped the coverage, or you turned down Medicare medical insurance when you became entitled to hospital insurance Part A. Initial enrollment period for Part B. When you first become eligible for hospital insurance Part A, you have a 7-month period, your initial enrollment period in which to sign up for medical insurance Part B. A delay on your part will cause a delay in coverage and result in higher premiums. If you are eligible at age 65, your initial enrollment period begins 3 months before your 65th birthday, includes the month you turn age 65, and ends 3 months after that birthday. If you are eligible for Medicare based on disability or permanent kidney failure, your initial enrollment period depends on the date your disability or treatment began. When does my enrollment in Part B become effective? If you accept the automatic enrollment in Medicare Part B, or if you enroll in Medicare Part B during the first 3 months of your initial enrollment period, your medical insurance protection will start with the month you are first eligible. If you enroll during the last 4 months, your protection will start from 1 to 3 months after you enroll. The following tells you when your Medicare Part B becomes effective. If you enroll in the first through third months before you reach age 65, your Part B Medicare coverage starts the month you reach age 65. If you enroll in the month you reach age 65, your Part B Medicare coverage starts 1 month after the month you reach age 65. If you enroll 1 month after you reach age 65, your Part B Medicare coverage starts 2 months after the month of enrollment. If you enroll 2 or 3 months after you reach age 65, your Part B Medicare coverage starts 3 months after the month of enrollment. General enrollment period for Part B. If you do not enroll in Medicare Part B during your initial enrollment period, you have another chance each year to sign up during a general enrollment period from January 1st through March 31st. Your coverage begins the following July. However, your monthly premium increases 10% for each 12-month period you were eligible for, but did not enroll in Medicare Part B. Special enrollment period for people leaving Part C. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan Part C, you can leave your plan and switch to Original Medicare from January 1st through February 14th. If you use this option, you also have until February 14th to join a Medicare prescription drug plan. Your coverage begins the first day of the month after the plan gets your enrollment form. Special enrollment period for people covered under an employer group health plan. If you are 65 or older and are covered under a group health plan, either from your own or your spouse's current employment, you have a special enrollment period in which to sign up for Medicare Part B. This means that you may delay enrolling in Medicare Part B without having to wait for a general enrollment period and paying the 10% premium surcharge for late enrollment. The rules allow you to enroll in Medicare Part B anytime while you are covered under the group health plan based on current employment, or enroll in Medicare Part B during the 8-month period that begins with the month your group health coverage ends, or the month employment ends, whichever comes first. Special enrollment period rules do not apply if employment or employer provided group health plan coverage ends during your initial enrollment period. If you do not enroll by the end of the 8-month period, you will have to wait until the next general enrollment period, which begins January 1st of the next year. You also may have to pay a higher premium, as described in general enrollment period for Part B. People who receive Social Security disability benefits and are covered under a group health plan from either their own or a family member's current employment also have a special enrollment period and premium rights that are similar to those for workers age 65 or older. Options for receiving health services. Medicare beneficiaries may have choices for receiving health care services. You can get more information about your health care options from the following publications. Medicare and You, publication number CMS-10050. This general guide is mailed to people after they enroll in Medicare, and an updated version is mailed each year after that. Choosing a Medigap Policy, a Guide to Health Insurance for People with Medicare, publication number CMS-02110. This guide describes how other health insurance plans supplement Medicare and offers some shopping hints for people looking at those plans. To get a copy of these publications, call the Medicare toll-free number 1-800-633-4227 or go to www.medicare.gov. If you are deaf or hard of hearing, you may call our TTY number 1-877-486-2048 if you have other health insurance. Medicare hospital insurance is free for almost everyone, but you do pay a monthly premium for medical insurance. If you already have other health insurance when you become eligible for Medicare, is it worth the monthly premium cost to sign up for Medicare medical insurance? The answer varies with each person and the kind of other health insurance you may have. Although we cannot give you yes or no answers, we can offer a few tips that may be helpful when you make your decision. If you have a private insurance plan, get in touch with your insurance agent to see how your private plan fits with Medicare medical insurance. This is especially important if you have family members who are covered under the same policy. And remember, just as Medicare does not cover all health services, most private plans do not either. In planning your health insurance coverage, keep in mind that most nursing home care is not covered by Medicare or private health insurance policies. One important word of caution: for your own protection, do not cancel any health insurance you now have until your Medicare coverage actually begins. If you have insurance from an employer-provided group health plan, group health plans of employers with 20 or more employees are required by law to offer workers and their spouses who are age 65 or older the same health benefits that are provided to younger employees. If you are currently covered under an employer-provided group health plan, you should talk to your personnel office before you sign up for Medicare medical insurance. If you have health care protection from other plans, if you have coverage under a program from the Department of Defense, your health benefits may change or end when you become eligible for Medicare. You should contact the Department of Defense or a military health benefits advisor for information before you decide whether to enroll in Medicare medical insurance. If you have health care protection from the Indian Health Service, Department of Veterans Affairs, or a state medical assistance program, contact the people in those offices to help you decide whether it is to your advantage to have Medicare medical insurance. For more information on how other health insurance plans work with Medicare, call the Medicare toll-free number 1-800-633-4227 and ask for Medicare and other health benefits, your guide to who pays first. Publication number CMS-02179, or visit www.medicare.gov. If you are deaf or hard of hearing, you may call our TTY number 1-877-486-2048.